With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Gardaí, as we said earlier, have launched a murder investigation into the deaths of Tadhg Farrell and his 60-year-old grandaunt, Mary Holt, in a fire in County Offaly on Saturday evening. A second woman was seriously injured and is receiving treatment at the Midland Regional Hospital in Tullamore. A little earlier, I spoke with the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. I began by asking him for his reaction to what Gardaí are calling a murderous attack.
Yeah, I want to condemn in the strongest possible terms, Shane, the appalling attack on a family in their home in Edenderry on Saturday. As you'll be aware, it led to the death of a 60-year-old woman, 4-year-old boy, and a fifth woman in her 50s is injured in hospital. And when you take that into account and you look at the very visible damage to the property, make it clearly the case that this was an attack that was designed to kill the inhabitant. And obviously I want to extend my condolences to the family concerned. I wish the woman who's in hospital a recovery, speedy recovery. But I also want them to know and the public to know that the Gardaí will relentlessly pursue the violent and dangerous criminals who are responsible for this murderous attack. They'll be brought to justice.
Are you in a position to say anything about the nature of the investigation at this stage, what Senior Gardaí may have been telling you?
Well, all I can say is that the Gardaí are following a definite line of inquiry. Anyone with information obviously should bring it to the attention of the Gardaí. The people responsible should hand themselves in immediately. They will be brought to justice, and I'm confident that will happen. I know that one line of inquiry that has been considered is whether or not the individuals who were killed and who were injured obviously had no involvement in the drugs trade, but there's a suggestion and a line of inquiry that this may have been related or carried out by dangerous criminals involved in the drugs trade. If it was, it shows how dangerous a trade that is.
Minister, I think everybody listening this morning will be shocked at the brutality of this attack, the savagery of this attack. To start a fire in a house knowing there are people in there, including, we now know, a 4-year-old child. The savagery of this is extraordinary.
Yeah, it was clearly an attack that was designed to kill. This wasn't, like, calling it arson, I think, underscores the severity of it. This was a murder that was carried out by using fire to kill the people in the house. When you look at the damage to the property, you can see that there is very visible damage. There was obviously accelerants that were used. The people in the house had very little opportunity to save themselves from this attack. And I know I'm shocked by the savagery, but all I would say to the public is, like, attacks such as this and the violence we saw in terms of what is a murderous attack, they're relatively unusual here in Ireland. But I can also assure people that the Gardaí will pursue these people who are responsible for it relentlessly and to be brought to justice. The Gardaí have a very good record in terms of tracking down dangerous and violent criminals. And anyone with information needs to bring that information to the attention of the Gardaí.
Well, I think, Minister, all of our listeners will echo those sentiments. Can I ask you just one further question before we let you go about an entirely separate matter? The incident in relation to the security incident off the skies of Dublin last Monday night, a week ago, when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's aircraft arrived in Ireland. Now, I understand you're not Minister for Defence, but as Minister for Justice, do you have a view on the nature of this drone attack?
Well, obviously the visit of President Zelensky, it was a very large security operation. I want to commend the Gardaí for the operation that they put in place. It was a very thorough security operation put in place with the support of the defence forces. I'm briefed by the commissioner on security issues, and I hope you don't think I'm rude, Shane, but I'm not going to narrate the briefing I get from the commissioner in respect of security issues. But it was a visit where there was a successful security operation put in place. There's no difficulty in stating that drones are an ongoing threat to the security, not just of countries in Eastern Europe, but of all European countries. We need better drone technology. I know that the Gardaí have very good anti-drone technology, and I believe the Gardaí will be prepared for any issues that arise in respect of that in the future.
Just two very quick questions in relation to that. Do you believe it was the Russians who were behind this drone attack?
I don't know is the answer to that.
Okay. Can I ask you just very finally on this? The Irish Times reporting, I'm sure you have seen the story at this stage on Saturday morning, of significant annoyance among senior Garda officers that the Defence Forces did not open fire on the drones or even fire warning shots, as the French military had done the previous Thursday night. Do you want to comment on that story?
I won't. All I'll say, Shane, is that there is good cooperation between the Gardaí and the Defence Forces. And obviously there sometimes is overlapping responsibility and sometimes there's delineated responsibility, but it's important that they work together to ensure the safety of the Irish people. They've done a very good job to date in respect to that. I'm pleased with the security operation that was in place for President Zelensky. It's a huge operation. There's a significant threat to him, as I'm sure you and your listeners will be aware, that is on,
of course,
no matter where he goes. And it was very important. And I got a considerable briefing on this from the Garda Commissioner in advance of his visit. It was very important that there were strong security measures put in place. They were in place. And from an Irish point of view, his visit was successful in that it passed off without any incident.
I only asked, Minister, because this senior Gardaí believed that they were... I don't know if this is a fair comment or not, but they're saying privately to journalists that it was a weak response from the Defence Forces.
Well, listen, the way to deal with this is... the Gardaí and the Defence Forces have very good ongoing discussions and engagements. The way to deal with any issues is through that formal process that's in place rather than through the media.
And that was the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, talking to me a little earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.